Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was in a state of sleep paralysis. She knows what she saw, but did it really happen?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you like an ad-free version of the show, you can get that along with advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon's in with me.
Well, hello, everybody.
So, funny thing, I'm actually reading stories with glasses on today. And so, I don't know, it was maybe a month ago, six weeks ago.
Yeah. Because you have been searching.
For these glasses.
For weeks.
For weeks.
Yeah.
And I only ever have them in the studio for when I read. And I don't always need them. But, you know, some days your eyes just seem worse than other days. And I couldn't find them anywhere. I'm like, I don't know what happened to them. So I got down on the ground. I looked under the desk. And this is a very open desk. It's not like you can drop something behind it and not see it. It's just, I don't know what you call this style. It's open. It's an open concept desk.
It's an L.
It's an L-shaped desk. Your basic L-shape.
Yeah.
So I looked behind the curtains because they reached to the floor. I looked under everything. I even got out my phone flashlight. I'm looking. I can't find anything. And I looked a lot. Several times. I needed my glasses. So I even looked at Walgreens. I'm like, maybe I need a new pair.
Right.
So then I'm like, no, maybe I'll find them. So the other day, like 2 days ago, I texted you because I looked down at my feet and there were my glasses right by my foot.
I cannot explain that.
I don't know. I don't know where they've been, if they went on a little vacation. I don't know what happened. And it could be they were underneath someplace. I got a lower shelf on this desk. Maybe they were underneath there and the case is dark and I couldn't see them. And maybe my cat knocked them back out, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. You have a cat that is really crazy intelligent. Your cat
was wearing them.
Your cat, like I know when everyone leaves the house, sits there and figures out world domination, right?
Izzy.
And Izzy's like,
out world
so the other
domination.
Day, Izzy's like, wonder if it's time to bring the glasses back. Have I held them long enough? Maybe I'll go to the closet and get them out now.
Izzy's the one who knew all along where the damn things were.
That's
but
what
it's
I'm
so
saying.
Funny because I was like, they'll come back. I knew they'd come back. I'm like, I don't know where they're at for now, but they'll come back. And it was just so weird. I just looked down at my feet and I'm like, what's that? Oh, shit. It's my glasses.
I mean, we can say paranormal, but somehow I think your cat is like...
See, that's the thing. That's why you get a cat. If you have minor paranormal things going on in your house...
Mm-hmm.
Get a cat, because everything that happens then you blame on your cat. And then that allows you to sleep better at night. Whether it's paranormal or cat related, even if it's truly paranormal in your head, it's just your cat. That allows you to sleep better. And
my dog
doesn't
help.
And you rescue a cat.
My dog doesn't help. Because Madden, my dog, will look at something and go, and then he looks back at me like, gee guys, things are out of place. How'd that happen?
Madden's like, where did this thing come from?
I don't get it.
Like, this
and then
thing
I know it wasn't
here.
Him because he's looking at me like with that questioning look, like, where'd this come from?
It's just so weird how things just disappear. And we get stories all the time like that. Things just disappear and then they reappear. And in my life, that's happened throughout my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I always know if I just wait it out, it will show back up. And mm-hmm. I really felt like that with my glasses. I just didn't realize they would show up. Literally at my feet.
Maybe you weren't praying to St. Anthony.
I didn't pray to anybody, no.
Hmm. Maybe St. Anthony, you know, my look around, something's been lost but cannot be found.
That's what mom, she swears by that. And I'm like, you know, it could be that you're getting old and you just forgot where you put something. But she swears.
She swears St. Anthony.
And she's not even Catholic.
No, she doesn't even know who St. Anthony is.
Is that appropriating behavior when you pray to St. Anthony and you're not Catholic? Or can we all do that?
Well,
is it okay?
I gotta say, a lot of us are really a little bit selective in our entire lives anyway. Like, we kind of cherry pick the roles we like and
exactly.
The things we like. St. Anthony works for you, use him, you know.
Thank you. I agree with you on that. Well, let's start out today with a call.
I just had something weird happen to me last night, and I've been wanting to share my stories with you guys. It's been, I have a lot, but this is one of them that just stuck with me. It happened literally 2 days ago. Me and my husband were watching the show Evil. It's something on CBS. It's like deals with like proving, like debunking demon possessions and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. You can look into that. Watching it yesterday, there was a part that showed up with a lady that was possessed and just started screaming in Latin. And I don't like when that happens. So I immediately turned it off and just stopped watching it. So my day was normal. We went to bed, but at exactly 3 a.m, my husband said, the dogs woke us up. And he let the dogs outside. So my husband was not in the room. I went back to sleep, but I went to a state of sleep paralysis. I know what this is. This has happened to me multiple times before. And I knew exactly what was going on, but I couldn't break free of my sleep paralysis. And a shadow man, aka the Hat Man, I've never seen that one before. The Hat Man slowly, it was very theatrical the way he showed himself. He was in the corner by the bedroom door where my bed is right next to. And it was like a shimmery light on him. And I could see the top hat, but he was super, super slender. Kind of like the Crooked Man, if you've seen The Conjuring 2. Other listeners probably know what I'm talking about. He was slender like the Crooked Man off The Conjuring 2. And he slowly had a very small illuminating light on the top of his hat. Surround, like, very, very faint. But he slowly, like, floated on my wall all the way around the corner to in front of the TV but super slow motion, like floated. I saw him move. I could hear all the stuff that he was going through or touching. And he knocked out the Amazon Prime stick out of my TV because the TV was going on still and it just stopped. And then I could hear it fall on the ground. And then I popped out of my sleep paralysis and my husband was in my bed and my dogs were in my bed and my TV was turned off. I know what was going on. It was just, it's really shocking because I haven't had anything happen like that to me in years. But if you guys want any more stories, thanks. Bye.
So what do you think about sleep paralysis stuff? Because it sounds like something happened that while she was in the state of sleep paralysis with her TV, and because the rest of it, like a sleep paralysis thing can feel so real that you swear it's really happening.
Right.
She has a thing that actually did happen.
I'm still a believer, number one, that you see what you see. I don't care if it's sleep paralysis. And I don't know why they insist that if you have sleep paralysis, it taps into these bad dreams. Well, why doesn't it tap into good dreams? Like, nobody can explain why they're always bad. And I think it's because you're seeing something that's
kind of like it puts you into that other realm where you're
I think so. I think we're really seeing something. And I think she was. And obviously, there's evidence in this because the Fire Stick or the Amazon Stick was pulled out of the TV.
They're so terrifying. And I haven't had one for a really long time, and I am fine with that. Because there's a difference between, like, I've had nightmares recently, and I wake up terrified. But that was, I know that was the dream. But it's that sleep paralysis where it's like, I can't move, I can't open my eyes, or I can't close my eyes, or whatever it is. You just can't.
But you're conscious enough to be trying to open your eyes, trying to move. That's a conscious effort.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes you feel a little bit better about your life if you had a sleep paralysis dream, and then you could be like, okay, it was just that. Then what you saw really didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It kind of helps you feel better about things, because it's kind of scary if that was real. But when then you have evidence that that really did happen.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
Exactly.
Okay, we've got another story.
Okay.
Here we go. And I can do it better because I have glasses on.
Oh, good.
I absolutely love the paranormal. Now that I said that, everybody's going to set their expectations really high. So please lower expectations because I'm really not that great. I absolutely love the paranormal, although my ghost stories are few and far between. This is one that has stuck with me throughout the years. In 2004, I had just graduated high school in the suburbs of Long Island, and that summer, my best friend Courtney had moved with her father into a split-level house in a town called Deer Park. We were super excited about the move because Courtney would now live only 10 miles away from me, as opposed to the 30 miles that had been prior. We would be able to spend the whole summer together before starting college. That summer, we hadn't experienced anything out of the ordinary, and our friends all loved getting to hang out at Courtney's new house as her father was rarely home. Our responsibility-free summer had ended. I had started college, and Courtney and I were not spending as much time together, but on this particular weekend in October 2004, I'd come home for a visit, and we were excited to have a sleepover and catch up at my house. It was the first crisp autumn night of the year, and we'd just gone to Blockbuster, which kind of cracks me up.
I love that.
And picked out a video and some candy. That used to be such a big deal. And because then the new movie would come out, you'd go to Blockbuster and they wouldn't have any copies.
Yeah.
Courtney realized she needed to get a few things from her house, so we headed back over to pick them up. She said she would only be a few minutes, so I decided to wait in the car. At first, everything seemed normal. I was sitting there listening to the radio. I'm sure some Alicia Keys song was playing in the background. It could have been Alicia's eerie serenade, but suddenly a bad feeling crept over me. Someone was watching. I looked around, convinced that Courtney was playing a trick on me. It was like my spidey senses were tingling. I looked in the rearview mirror several times and then on the outskirts of the car, but I didn't see anything. The creepiest part about it was that I didn't feel like someone, that's in quotes, was watching, but that specifically it felt a woman, in quotes, was watching. I don't know how to explain it, but there was just something overtly feminine about what I was sensing. After about a minute or so of this, I couldn't take it anymore, and I decided I'd had enough. I headed into the house where at least I knew I wouldn't be alone. As I climbed the stairs to the top of the split level, I told myself it was nothing, that what I felt in the car had all been in my head. I decided I wouldn't tell Courtney because I would have just sounded crazy. When I got upstairs, Courtney looked at me startled. She asked if I was okay, and I told her I was fine. She looked at me for a second like she didn't believe me, but continued packing her things. Once Courtney was finished packing up, we headed outside. As I got into my car, she realized she needed to quickly grab her phone charger from her own car and said she'd be right back. As soon as she got back, I was eager to drive away to forget the eerie feelings I had earlier. But before I put the car into drive, Courtney stopped me and said she had to ask me something. Assuming it was about her on-again, off-again boyfriend, I responded, "Sure, go ahead." She hesitated and then asked one more time why I had gotten out of my car. And I laughed and said, "I told you it was nothing, really. I just didn't want to be alone." She looked at me very seriously and she said, "I know this sounds crazy, but did you feel like there was a woman watching you?" I looked at her dumbfounded as she continued. That's interesting, isn't
it? Yeah.
She explained to me that when she was reaching into her car to grab her phone charger, she thought that I had crept up behind her and was trying to scare her, but when she turned around, no one was there. She couldn't shake the feeling that there was a woman watching her. As I looked at her, still in shock, I told her everything I'd experienced. We were so shaken up, I immediately put the car in drive and sped away. Later that night, we reflected on what had occurred. We started remembering that when Courtney had moved into that house earlier in the summer, we noticed some strange things. A woman had lived there prior, and it seemed that she may have been emotionally disturbed. All of the furniture that she had left in the apartment had swear words and disturbing sentences scribbled all over it. At the time, we'd briefly joked that she was demon-possessed, but we had quickly forgotten about these disturbing details. I don't know what it was that we'd experienced that night, the remnants of a possession, a ghost, or what, but I know that it is one of those things I may never understand, but I'm okay with that. It was this experience that opened my mind to the paranormal. I started questioning the world around me. Today, I like to believe that nothing is impossible. There are still so many things that are unknown, and I've realized that not knowing is just, if not more exciting, than thinking I have all of the answers. Thank you for sharing my story and the stories of so many others. You guys are amazing. I know it's happened to you. It's happened to so many people when you get that feeling that you sense that someone is watching you, and I don't even know how to explain that. But if I walk up behind you physically, I'm physically standing right behind you, you can sense I'm right behind you. It's yep. that same sense. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so you get a feeling like someone's right behind you. You turn around, oh, there's Carol. Why are you trying to scare me?
Right.
And so it's that feeling. You turn around and expect to see something and it's not there, but it's still that strong.
Yeah.
But to even be able to pick up on the energy as female is really interesting.
That is really interesting. I wonder, there's no particular information about the woman who lived there that she even died when she moved out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. That's why I thought it was interesting when she said, possibly could it be the remnants of a possession?
Right.
Like the energy off of a bad possession or some sort of mental state that is still reverberating somehow.
Yeah.
It isn't so much that the woman herself passed away, but that what that woman was going through left an energy
there. Like that
there.
Energy, yeah. And you know what else is weird about it is usually things like that happen when you go into the house. Like Courtney would have gone into the house to get her stuff and then she'd be like, ooh, weird woman feeling behind me. But it happened outside.
Courtney lived in the apartment. I wonder if there were other things that happened to Courtney in the apartment. Doesn't say,
but
she does say that when they moved in, there was, you know, creepy writing and, you know.
It's not a good feeling. It's like, oh, here's your cute new house, Carol. Oh, look, this scribbling on the wall. Was the former tenant demon possessed?
You know,
I don't know. I'm going to rent it anyway.
Yeah, well, it's rented. But one thing I want to follow up on is Courtney did a beautiful job at the end of that, suggesting that her experiences have just more opened her up. And have given her the insight into realizing that this is a much bigger world right. and universe than she'd thought before. And I thought she worded that quite beautifully. And I think that's something we all need to think about. Sometimes we do something, you know, we screw up or we do something wrong. And, you know, you carry that around. I had a student recently from years ago connected with him on Facebook. And he had done something on an art club trip, you know, and he wrote me and he said, I need to apologize to you. And I said, why? And he went on to say this thing and I had totally forgotten it. He had carried around for all these years wanting to apologize to me, finds me so he can apologize for this thing he'd done. It wasn't even a big deal to me. Like, honest to goodness, so many worse things have happened on art club trips than what this kid did. And I started laughing. But here's the thing, guys. When we do something, we carry that around. And we think the whole world just thinks less of us or we're so embarrassed or whatever. And the idea is people forgot it. Like, nobody even holds that. You know, that was yesterday. Nobody's even paying attention to all of these things that we carry around. And when she talked about this universe thing, I think we need to realize that we're just part of the universe.
Right.
And the things that we do, even the dumb things or the things that aren't things that you're proud of, are part of that whole dynamic. And we're just a piece.
It takes an experience that you can't explain to open you up. Because up till that point, if you've never had an experience like that, then why would you be open to it? It's like it's never happened to you.
Yeah.
You know,
I've always felt sorry for people that have all the answers. Like, because there's no surprise. Like,
and dang, there seems like there'd be so much responsibility that would go along with knowing all the answers.
Well, and the magic of life is gone once you know everything, right? Isn't the magic in life learning and knowing?
Oh, my God. There are people like who in my past just popped in my brain. I'm like, that person, that person, that person. They know all this shit.
They do. And sometimes I think I should call them up. They know everything.
Oh my God, that cracked me up. Well, if you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.